Broadcasting live from the heart of Lenawee County, Michigan, this is Inside the Cave on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. Sports talk radio with a local angle, where we give opinions and analysis on what's happening in the world of sports, interview area coaches and players, and get you ready to start your day.
Good morning.
Now grab a flashlight, hiking boots, and a compass, because it's time to go Inside the Cave.
And welcome back to Inside the Cave on this Thursday morning. And welcome back. And our second hour underway right now. And we're going to do a little bit different programming right now. We're going to go right to our Athlete of the Week program. The Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination of student-athletes required to succeed in and out of the classroom. And it's time now to announce our Athlete of the Week. And our athlete this week is John Alexander, a football player from Sand Creek High School. And we have him on the other end of our line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
All right, we even got a announcements in the background. We know you're in school. That's good. Well, again, congratulations, John. Again, this is Jeff Bowman and then Pat Hayes with us as well. And a big game last week and starting off Coach Spicer's era pretty good and kind of tweaked some things from before, but it still looks like the Sand Creek Aggie offense is going to be pretty powerful again.
Yep, looks like it.
So, again, congratulations on getting named the LISD Athlete of the Week. And, you know, one thing from this, you know, you catch a pass for your first touchdown, and that's probably a little surprising for a lot of teams and that are going to have to defend you as well. Is that something that's kind of opening up a little bit more with some passing this year?
We're hoping to. We put in a lot of pass plays. I think it'll help out our offense, spread things out a little bit on the defense.
Well, 272 yards, and then, again, 29 receiving, and, you know, just things. I know it's a tough one today. We found out, you know, you're not going to be playing tonight, so that's got to be a little disheartening for you guys, thinking that maybe, you know, what happened last year was not going to happen again this year. So that's a tough day for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to play, but it's out of our hands, so just get ready for next week, hope for the best.
Now, who do you have next week?
Pittsford.
Pittsford. So what are you looking toward to that game?
You know, two run teams, just hoping to get ready and take care of what we got to take care of next week.
Well, how is it, you know, things a little different with Coach Spicer there? As a guy, you know, you guys have known him as, you know, a teacher in the school for a lot of years. Does he bring things a little bit different this year compared to what you've had in the past, just as far as preparation and how things are done on the practice field?
I would say a little bit. I mean, practices aren't too much different, but he's still getting after us, making sure we're doing everything right. We've all known him a lot longer, so I think there's a good relationship there with the players and the coaches, and that helps us out a lot.
Yeah, it probably does for a guy that has been in the system for a long time there at the school. Well, again, good week for you. And what are some of your future plans as you're going to be wrapping up your last year of high school at Sand Creek?
Hopefully looking to play college football.
Any schools have you picked out yet?
Talking to a few, Siena Heights, Indiana Wesleyan, Concordia, Ann Arbor.
Oh, great. That sounds wonderful. And, well, we certainly wish you the best of luck in the rest of this season and in your future maybe as a college football player.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so good luck. Again, hopefully things will straighten out and you guys can get in next week and try to get to the rest of this season in. But, again, congratulations on being named the 96.5 The Cave and LISD athlete of the week here on 96.5 The Cave. So we'll let you get back. I know you're in Coach Spicer's class, so we can't let you miss too much class. Again, congrats on the on the award, and go back to studying.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks, John. That's John Alexander, our athlete of the week, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. We'll be back after this word.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we work to empower every learner. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same, supporting and serving learners. Join our team and make an impact. The LISD is currently accepting applications for transportation, IT and technology, facilities, special education, plus other instructional and support staff positions. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view the full list of positions and apply today.
All right, and congratulations again to John Alexander for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, the journey starts now. And thank you to the ISD for sponsoring our Athlete of the Week.